1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Thursday the 3rd of November. It's National Sandwich Day. Happy birthday Ian Wright, Adamant, Lulu and Kendall Jenner. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he's very encouraged by conversations he's had with the new UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. His optimism came as Irish Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney met with Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris to discuss the ongoing Stormont crisis.
You know, I made it clear that the Irish government's position is that we don't believe an election at this time is a good thing for Northern Ireland. There really are only two options here. There is a legal obligation to set a date for an election, or else there will need to be new legislation to avoid an election at this time.
Northern Ireland Minister Steve Baker, speaking in the House of Commons, says the government will take action shortly.
In line with his legal obligation, my right honourable friend, the Secretary of State, will soon confirm the date of the next Northern Ireland Assembly election, as required by law.
It appears as if the UK government may introduce new legislation to avoid forcing an election and buy more time for negotiations. Simon Coveney was also asked about the new threat from loyalist groups against the Irish government.
We are not going to be intimidated by people who do not reflect the vast majority of people's opinion here in Northern Ireland, who want to see the British and Irish governments working together.
The Black Sea grain deal is back on. The Kremlin had withdrawn from the deal over the weekend, saying it couldn't guarantee the safety of civilian ships crossing the region. But a combined effort from Turkey and the UN managed to get the deal rebooted. It comes as the Foreign Secretary James cleverly confirmed the government is sanctioning 4 new Russian oligarchs, accusing them of being involved in industries helping to prop up the Russian military. Meanwhile, Russian businessman Mikhail Khodorkovsky says President Putin's threat of a nuclear strike has fizzled out.
There was that growing danger, but after talks with his Chinese colleague, Putin has become much more cautious when talking about nuclear weapons. So I think that danger has now diminished.
And on Czech TV, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky was feeling mischievous when asked what he would do first after the war ends.
After victory, I will go to Crimea. I really want to see.
When will it be?
Not in winter, because on the sea, what to do on the sea in winter? I will go when it will be a moment.
UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has revealed he may not stick to all or any of the campaign pledges he made during the Conservative leadership race in the summer, including policies on immigration and housing on the Greenbelt. It comes as the Prime Minister revealed he is now going to the COP27 climate conference after getting plenty of stick for previously saying he wouldn't travel to Egypt, preferring to focus on more pressing matters at home. And at Prime Minister's question time, Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer laid into him about his controversial appointment of Suella Braverman and the Conservatives handling of the immigration crisis.
Why doesn't he get a proper Home Secretary, scrap the Rwanda gimmick, end the small boat crossings, speed up asylum claims and agree an international deal on refugees? Start governing for once and get a grip.
The Prime Minister admitted on Wednesday that not enough asylum claims were being processed, but said the government was getting a grip of the situation. It comes amid fresh claims of mistreatment of asylum seekers, including reports of groups being abandoned in London.
But not only does the party opposite not have a plan, they have opposed every single measure we have taken to solve the problem. You can't attack a plan if you don't have a plan.
Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu is in line for a return to power after the country's fifth election in 4 years. Exit polls show a slim majority for the former prime minister, who was ejected from office last year and currently faces trial for several corruption charges. The 73-year-old is one of Israel's most controversial political figures. But as the votes continue to be counted, Tal Schneider, political correspondent for the Times of Israel, thinks his victory is pretty certain.
We do see political parties on the left unable to cross the threshold, which means definitely that he has more power between 61 to 62 seats. So that's enough to form a government. And when we do think that he will be the next prime minister.
Still to come to the Smart 7 Ireland Edition, Man City come back from the brink in the Champions League and Daniel Radcliffe distances himself from J.K. Rowling. Right after this.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
Wednesday night saw the last games of the group stages of the Champions League. Celtic, Chelsea and Man City were all in action. Celtic had the biggest task of the night, taking on the mighty Real Madrid in Spain. They lost 5-1 and finished bottom of the group. Chelsea were at home to Dynamo Zagreb and won 2-1 to top their group. Man City were at home to Spanish side Sevilla and finished the first half 1-0 down. But a wonder goal from 17-year-old Rico Lewis, the second youngest Englishman ever to score in the Champions League, kicked off a revival and City finished 3-1 winners. Manager Pep Guardiola was full of praise for the teenager.
He's a fantastic player. He's so intelligent. A part of the skills individually, so intelligent, so clever. He understands everything. And he made a fantastic goal and he played really good.
Daniel Radcliffe says he felt it was really important to speak out against alleged anti-trans remarks made by Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling. In a recent interview with IndieWire, Radcliffe said he wanted members of the LGBT plus community to know that not everybody in the franchise felt that way. The 33-year-old was doing the rounds to promote his new movie, Weird, the Al Yankovic story. He plays the title character, but revealed what it was like meeting the actual musician, Weird Al.
So I met him on Zoom first, but then when we met in person, it was for an accordion lesson. He had a very, very beautiful accordion, and I had my one that my friend gave me. And he tried, bless him, with me for an hour or so. We had a couple of sessions like that, but it was mostly to say hi and get to chat while also failing miserably at the accordion.
The Louis Theroux interview series continued with a visit to the Surrey home of Dame Judi Dench and a chat about the James Bond star's lengthy career and most iconic roles. The 87-year-old Academy Award winner also spoke fondly of her late husband, Michael Williams, and his great sense of humour. Speaking of sense of humour, thank God Dench has got one after this remark from the broadcaster.
We had 17 cats during the war.
During which war?
Well, the Second World War, Louis.
Well, I didn't mean the first war. I didn't mean it like that.
Bloody
I was just confused. It seems...
Am I the only person who heard that?
Well, I didn't mean...
Which war?
I thought you might mean the...
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.